3.5 months later, how do you feel about how last season came to an end? Are you over it?
No, I'm not over it, unfortunately. I mean, you move on with life. There's bigger things in life. And as we saw this morning with the news that came out with Goudreau, it's a hockey game. So you can feel sad or devastated about it, but ultimately there's much more important things in life. But, yeah, it's something that I think in 5 or 10 years we'll look back on a little bit more, like, wow, that was probably the best series in the history of the league. But just given how it ended and so many guys back, I think we all have a bit of a sour taste and a little chip on our shoulder. So we'll use that to our benefit and move on.
You touched on it just now, the Goudreau story from today. Your thoughts when you heard about the news?
I actually heard the rumor last night before I went to bed, and I was kind of frantically searching to see if it was true or not. By the time I went to sleep, it kind of seemed like it was probably true, and then waking up to see it was just terrible. I mean, I especially think like the night before a sibling's wedding or your own wedding, it's like one of the most fun nights of your life. It's not only just the wedding night, it's that night before, and you're out with your family, and you know, it's warm, it's the summer, everybody's having such a positive, joyful time, and then for that to happen to that family and his poor sister and everybody, and it just, as a father, as a brother, it just makes you tear up thinking about it. So, I mean, all you can say is it's just a horrendous tragedy, and the fact that it was a drunk driver, it's horrific.
Yeah. 2024-25 Blades and the WHL season. Brendan Sonny, I had a chance to visit with him just before he left to take on his job with the Coachella Valley Firebirds. And he was saying to me, unlike the last few years, where there was Winnipeg for 2 years, last season with the Blades and Moose Jaw, there's no real stud team in the East Division. And that the Blades have a real chance, based on what they've got coming back, to even contend for first place in the division. I'm sure you like to hear that sort of a thing.
Yeah, I mean, he knows his stuff, but there is good teams in our division. I think our conference is extremely deep. I think it's the interesting part of the conference is, you know, I think Medicine Hat obviously is the team that probably has the most loaded roster on paper, but there's, you know, question marks with them like there is with everybody else. We have a ton of playoff experience with our guys. Like, we've got guys that have played 40 playoff games, lots of them, 30, 20. You know, it's a different look for us being a new blood here, but at the same time, it's exciting. I think especially in the first half of the year, until the buyers and sellers have kind of sorted themselves out. Like, if you play really well, you're probably going to win. If you don't play really well, you're going to lose, and that's the case for pretty much every team in our conference. So it hasn't been like that in previous years, where we've had teams where you know, you can get away with an average or below average game, where you go in the coach's room after the game and they're not overly happy, but you still won because you had, you know, 7, 8 NHL drafted guys and the other team was a young team with one drafted guy or something. It's different. And sometimes it's not even the most fun, those seasons, because even when you win, sometimes you're not that satisfied because you expect to win every night. And even when you win by a goal or two, it's kind of like, oh, we shouldn't have won. Mm-hmm. Our goalie bailed us out or whatever. This year, it's going to be like you earn your wins and you're going to deserve your losses. So that's really exciting that every night in the conference is going to be like that.
A couple of roster notes that I was looking at pouring over the training camp. Logan Cunningham in goal and Ivan Usyk, the forward from Calgary, they're here, obviously here to battle and compete for jobs. What kind of a chance do they have?
Yeah, they were both guys that, you know, with Ivan Usyk, we always liked him in his draft year. He was a fourth round pick and signed and played as a 16 and 17 year old. And you know what happens? He was on a couple teams that had tons of young guys. We were a team that didn't have a ton of guys in that age group, 06. And he was on a team that had a ton of them. So sometimes they fall through the cracks a little bit. And, you know, so we listed Ivan Usyk, and he's here as a chance to, you know, earn a spot in the roster and play in the preseason and show what he's got. And Cunningham as well in net. Like, you know, he had a good pedigree as a young guy and hasn't got to play a ton in our league the last few years. So it's a good chance for him to show what he's got as well. So it's open competition, and I'd say there's more spots this year than in previous last two or three camps. So looking forward to seeing them.
Now, I'm missing one person that I thought that I couldn't find on the roster, and that's your second Euro. You've got Blazek is here, but the other one, I can't remember the name right offhand.
Yeah, Lewandowski.
Yeah, him too. not here. What's going on?
Lewandowski, we never signed. Okay. We took him with the last pick, basically, in the draft. He's a high-end player. We knew taking him there was a bit of a risk because he's going to try and start the year in the DEL as a 17-year-old, which is the top men's league in Germany. The risk we took, you know, in our conversations with the agent, his agency, was that if he didn't have the role that he liked there, that we'd be a strong consideration. And looking at, you know, even Dreisaitl in Germany came over at 17. It's an extremely good league at 17 to play in for a men's league. So he's actually playing an exhibition game right now, and he's played two or three. So we're in close contact with his agent. And if he comes, like, he was really good at the Hlinka. Last year he played as an underage in the Hlinka for Germany, and he led their team in scoring as an underage. And this year he was one of their best players as well again. So, you know, if he comes, he's kind of a top two or three round NHL draft pick is what most people see him as. And we think this is the spot for him. There's opportunity. He's really gifted offensively. The question is whether he kind of earns that top six / power play spot with the DEL team. If he doesn't, I think we got a great shot to get him, you know, sooner than later. So we'll keep our eyes peeled for that. And it would be a huge get for us.
How many spots are open on this roster for the start of this season?
Well, I don't have a number in mind, but there's certainly spots. Mm-hmm. I think it's more about not only the spot, but, like, where do you fit in? Like, mm-hmm. if you're a guy that was a third-line guy for us because we had so much veteran talent the last few years and you've wanted your chance, like, you know, show us why you deserve it. Mm-hmm. Don't just tell us in the exit meetings at the end of last year or when you meet us in the hallways this year, like, oh, this is my year. Like, go show us. Like, the proof will be in the pudding, and if you're 16 or 17 and you've earned the spot, then you'll get it. I mean, we got guys that are fully capable to take those steps and go from 10 goals to 20 or 30. You know, guys who are getting 10 goals with no power play time and, you know, no gravy time, as they call it, in those games. And, you know, that's now on them to show us what they can do. And we'll be a younger group up front. We're really good in net. We're really good on the back end. We're really experienced up front, but, you know, there's scoring positions available. And then there's also spots if you're 16 or 17 and you're maybe a longer shot to make the team, like, do something better than an 18-year-old and you'll be on the team. Like, we're in our next wave now. It's not the same mentality as last 2 years. So, you know, I'm calling it the next wave just because I cannot stand the term rebuild or retool or whatever. It's just we've had one wave, you know, kind of crest with last year, and now a new one's forming. And you know, do you want to be part of that or not? It's kind of the question.
Last year, you mentioned a couple of guys that came back to camp and really stuck with the team. It was like Hanson and Frederick. They pulled out of there this year. You can tell they put in the work this summer, gotten bigger, and look ready to go for the season.
Well, it's an easier question after the first couple of days is like scrimmages where you can kind of see. I mean, we haven't really had a ton of competitiveness yet with just the practices this morning. But, you know, there's certainly some guys that you hoped would grow a little bit, like a couple of our 16-year-olds that have a shot to make the team. Like Cooper Williams was a guy that, you know, had an unbelievable year last year as a 15-year-old. He came up and played. You know, he came up with our team and you know, spent a few days with us, and he was a 5'11 guy in May, and he came in at 6'1 and a half, and like he had one of the best seasons in 10 years in Alberta for that under 18 league for points per game. And then to come in and now be like a 6'2 guy, I always thought he was going to be a 5'11 and a half guy, kind of puts him in a whole new frame of reference for us. And then seeing Olsen at 6'2 at the same age group, both being forwards, it's really exciting. Ben Botel is a guy that, you know, he was 120 pounds at camp last year. He's super skilled. And when he went to go on the scale yesterday, the trainer always asked, like, oh, what's your approximate weight to start the scale? And he said 130. And I was like, oh, okay. And then it was 144. So, I mean, hey, Trevor Wong left here at 147 or 150. So it's all of a sudden now there's like, okay, there's a world this guy could play like this year. Like it's all of a sudden like those are the things I'm looking for. Our veterans are all bigger and heavier. We're way bigger than we've been in the past. Like there was so many 6'2" defensemen and 6'1" defensemen. Like we haven't had a big team in the last few years. So that's exciting as well. And just like, you know, like the Hansons, Pars, Bolotovskis, they're all 190 now. They were always 170, 180. So, you know, hopefully that helps and doesn't, you know, slow them down and gives them that extra power that they get as a 19-year-old. So.
Did moving Babcock, did that sort everything out? I just forgot to look.
Yeah, no, we're not sorted out. No, we're not. We have five in camp. So, you know, on the back end, we've got Saunderson and Seatman. Up front, we've got Lazowski and Melnick. And in net, we have Elliott. So, you know, certainly we have kind of three guys in mind that we think are the front runners right now. But, You know, the goaltending one is a different story for me because we have two goalies that I think are top 5 to 10 goalies in the league. Both of them are outstanding, and Evan led the league in both statistical categories last year, and Elliot was, you know, I think one spot away from being on the World Junior camp in December, and then, you know, he got behind an extremely hot goalie who was a second round NHL pick. So we got a decision to make there. Riley Budd obviously is knocking on the door at 16. He had a great year last year, so that'll be a big decision for us, but you know, you can't go wrong with too many good goalies, and I think we're in a situation where we've got some really good goalies. So the 20-year-olds will have till October 10th to figure that out, and I wouldn't be surprised if it gets down to that this year, just with NHL caps plus a goalie being one of the five. So you know, we'll let you know as it evolves.
Yeah,